This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
We take people's sins and we glue them to their personhood. I'll tell you one more story and then I'll close. I wish I knew the minister's name. I don't. It escapes me, but he writes this. My six-year-old son used one of those super adhesive glues on an airplane he was building. In less than 3 minutes, his right index finger was bonded to the shiny blue wing of his DC-10. He tried to free it. He tugged it. He pulled it. He waved it frantically, but he couldn't budge his finger free. Soon, we located a solvent that did the job and ended our crisis. Last night, this minister said, I remembered the scene when I visited a new family in our neighborhood. The father of the family introduced his children in this way. There's Pete. He's the clumsy one of the lot. No, there's Kathy coming in with mud on her shoes. She's the sloppy one. She's the messy one. Oh, there's Mike. He's last. He'll be late for his own funeral, I promise you. The dad did a thorough job of gluing his children to their faults and their mistakes. Listen to that again. The dad did a thorough job of gluing his children to their faults and mistakes. People do it to us and those we love all the time. They remind us of our failures, our errors, our sins, and they won't let us live them down. Like my son frantically trying to free himself from his finger from the plane, there are people who try, sometimes desperately, to free themselves from their past. They would love a chance to begin again. I want to leave this with you. The Lord God Almighty will never glue you to a sin that is under the blood of Christ. Never. The Lord God Almighty will never glue your life to a past sin that has been forgiven through the blood of Christ that you have confessed to the Lord. He doesn't retrieve it. That's what the Bible means when it says, as far as the east is from the west, that's where what he does with our sin, and our sins are placed in the deepest sea, which is a figurative expression meaning they're irretrievable. He doesn't bring them up again. I want to leave this thought. I didn't share it in the first service, and for some reason it just came to my mind. One reason we have trouble forgiving people is this. You said it, I've said it, I've thought it, you've thought it. If I forgive him, if I forgive her, then they will look at that as approval or an endorsement for what they've done. Here's my question. Does the fact that God forgave you mean he approves of what you did? No. He died on a cross because of that. Would you listen to that again? Does the fact that God forgives you mean that he approves of everything you've ever done? No, and you don't believe that for a second. Why? Because of the cross. When you joke about sin, remember that's what put Christ on the cross. When you and I laugh at sin, we need to remember that's what put Christ on the cross. When we think something's funny that's actually a sin, we're laughing at that which nailed Jesus Christ to the cross. That's serious business. Bad news, good news today. The bad news is you break one law of God, you're guilty of violating it all. You break one piece of china, you broke the set. That's the analogy. The good news is there is forgiveness. And the good news is that judgment or mercy triumphs over judgment. And you know what that means? I think I know what it means, that if you're going to make a decision about somebody, and here's your choice, I'm going to show mercy or I'm going to be judgmental. Err on the side of showing mercy rather than erring on the side of being judgmental. You're going to make a mistake in the deal? Err on the side of mercy. Why? Mercy trumps judgment. It outranks it. Mercy triumphs or trumps judgment. You've got the Word of God to back that up. Believe it, accept it, live it. Let's pray together.
Well, we'll continue this series on SiriusXM 131, the Family Talk Channel, on Monday. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.